Today is Thursday, March 14th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily 5-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. If you know me, you know how much I love my dogs. They are truly my best friends in this world, basically the equivalent of my children, and they make me so happy, and it really just brings me so much joy to take care of them. They add so much to my life, I really don't know what I would do without them. On that note, this episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care that they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. In a rare move, the House of Representatives rallied major bipartisan support to pass a bill that forces U.S. divestment from Chinese-owned companies, which will effectively ban TikTok if its owner ByteDance does not sell the app within 6 months. The legislation passed by a vote of 352-65, though it's unclear whether it will have the 60 votes required to pass in the Senate. And if it does ultimately pass, something tells me that there will be a willing capitalist buyer ready to step in as the new owner of those 150 million users' data and content. If you're thinking, surely there are tons of problems at hand, how are they able to pass this TikTok law so quickly? I wouldn't blame you. One example of legislation that the House of Representatives is not taking up, despite also having major bipartisan support, is a proposal that would allow members of Congress who have recently had a baby to vote remotely for the first 6 weeks after birth. The legislation was proposed by Republican representative from Florida, Ana Paulina Luna, who just had a baby last August. Despite strong support from her proposal within both parties, its opponents insist that in-person voting is required by the Constitution. That old thing. And Republican leadership has so far refused to bring the legislation to a vote. Has the picture-perfect suburban mother and Senator Katie Britt heard about this? On the beat of positive legislation brought by Republicans, Kentucky Senator Rand Paul has reintroduced the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act, which would ban no-knock warrants and forbid law enforcement from entering a property without identifying their authority and purpose first. For context, Senator Paul had first introduced this bill back in 2020, though it stalled in committee. Must be his libertarian streak. Next, we have some Donald-related updates. Yesterday, a judge dismissed 3 of the charges against Trump in the Georgia election interference case, leaving him with 10 charges instead of 13. Just in this case, though. Don't worry your little heads. Our former president is still accused of criminal conspiracy for trying to overturn the 2020 election, including racketeering and filing false documents. The judge also dismissed 3 charges against some of his co-defendants, including Rudy Giuliani and Mark Meadows, though they still have some standing charges. And all were dismissed on the grounds that they failed to allege sufficient detail regarding how the crimes were committed. However, the judge added that this does not mean that the entire indictment is dismissed. Meanwhile, Donald is hard at work remaking the Republican National Committee as the Trump National Committee, now with his daughter-in-law Lara Trump officially elected co-chair after Ronna Romney McDaniel stepped down. Just 3 days later, more than 60 people have already been fired, including senior staff in political data and communications departments and local staff that run community centers in mostly non-white communities. This all comes as part of the effort to integrate the RNC with the Trump campaign itself. And staffers were told that they could reapply for their positions. I wonder what will determine whether they will be reemployed. It all reminds me of that 2016 Lindsey Graham quote, "If we nominate Trump, we will get destroyed, and we will deserve it." I'm hoping that the Supreme Court justices who currently think that Donald Trump is their friend will see this as a warning sign before they're officially renamed Donald Trump's Supreme Court justices, as in, this dissenting opinion was written by the Honorable Donald Trump's Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. For our final story, we are back on the Boeing bullshit again. New reporting has revealed more about the circumstances around the Alaska Airlines flight where the door panel flew off in January. It turns out that engineers had actually warned the airline to pull the plane out of service beforehand because it needed to undergo maintenance. Instead, they kept the plane in service but scheduled maintenance for that evening, after the door plug blew out midair. maybe they should consider changing their slogan to Boeing, safety second. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements, and thanks again to our sponsor, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.